This is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman from Great Lakes Investment Advisor. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jason provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman.
Well, good morning and welcome to your Financial Empower Hour. This is Jason Kreiderman with Great Lakes Investment Advisors. I'm sure you're all feeling just like myself and my co-host Tony Shore, still a little overstuffed from an awesome Thanksgiving. Here we are Sunday morning after a wonderful holiday weekend. I hope a lot of you were able to kind of kick back and relax and enjoy family and enjoy reflecting upon the things in our lives that we are thankful for. And as Tony and I were talking before our show today, that's really what we're going to focus on a lot today in our show is, you know, the things that we've been thankful for throughout not only our lives, but 2023 and the things we're thankful for in our personal lives, as well as in our professional lives and financially. And I'm excited to have a really good show today. But Tony, I gotta be honest with you, as we were chatting before the show, that tryptophan is a real thing. I'm not sure how many people have really researched that or read or believed it, but I truly believe all the turkey I ate, two different dinners or a dinner and a lunch on Thursday, and then, of course, I had leftovers on Friday, and I might even have snuck in a leftover or two on Thursday. And I tell you what, Tony, it couldn't have been all the pumpkin pie and cherry pie and apple pie and ice cream. It couldn't have been that's having me feel this way. It's got to be the darn tryptophan in that turkey.
Yeah, an extra roll with extra butter on it.
A couple of those, absolutely.
After the first two. I'll tell you, that is why Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays, and it was great this year as well. We do have a lot to be thankful for, and wow. They always talk about stuffing the turkey, but I'm the one that feels stuffed after the meal.
We end up being the turkey,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, that turkey is just nothing but bone, skin and bone after we're done, and I'm the one that feels stuffed. I'll tell you what, there is tryptophan in that turkey, and it does make you tired. If you sit down in that chair to watch the game, you might doze off a little bit there. But yeah, heaps of mashed potatoes and gravy, fresh rolls, maybe a green bean casserole with onion on top. I love that.
Some stuffing and cranberry sauce. I mean, just line it up and it's.
And the leftovers, having a turkey sandwich with mayo.
Turkey, extra mayo, salt and pepper the next day. Oh, you just can't beat it.
Yep. You can't beat that sandwich the next day. And that's actually my favorite part is the leftovers.
It is too. And what makes it even better is my mother-in-law's homemade bread. Oh, bring home a loaf of that and I could just eat that with butter for the next week.
yep. We're feeling it. Yeah. I saw a joke that said you should turn back your scales after Thanksgiving. We turn back the clock. it should be Thanksgiving savings time. In other words, turn back your scales 15 pounds.
It should be, or Black Friday should be black on all scales. Turn all the scales black, throw them away.
Yeah.
The scale must be wrong.
Yeah, scale blackout. I like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad, to hear that you guys had a fun holiday weekend, and we did as well. It's been a while, actually, Tony, as we were recording the show, when you and I have recorded live together, we stepped back and said, gee, where have we been and what have we been doing? And I was off for 2 weeks out of town. I was very fortunate to be able to head out to Missouri on my annual hunting trip with a few buddies of mine. And we went out there for 12 days this year. It's the longest I've been away. I think it's the longest I've been away from my business in 21, almost 22 years. And longest time I've been away from the wife and kids in a long time. And
sure.
It was fun. I mean, it's always awesome, you know, to get away with the buddies and to be one with nature. I mean, hunting is just a part of my life. And I was not successful this year. I know I shared that with you, but out of the 6 years I've been going, I have been successful, gotten really nice bucks four of those 6 years. So this was a year I was not. My buddies tease me and say that I was eating tag soup. Which tag soup's a term us hunters use that either you eat your kill, which is venison or rabbit or whatever you end up killing, or if you don't have anything that you shot, you're going to end up eating, you just throw your tag, your hunting tag in the bowl, and there you are, you're eating tag soup. So but, you know, it was a great time out there with my buddies, and it's really nice to get back in the office and get back in the swing of things, and very fortunate that I have the team and the staff, and this is another one of the things I'm very thankful for is that I do have a team and I have a staff here in the office that that I can leave like that for a week or so and not have to worry about it. My business doesn't miss a beat. All of our clients and the families we serve are still all very well taken care of. They're always front of mind, and they get top-notch service from our team here at the office. I have had another thing I'm thankful for, Tony, is my wife Amy has recently joined us as part of our staff.
Oh, really?
So that's something. Yeah, that's something I'm very thankful
Amy
for
is
as well.
Great. She's going to be a big help there.
She is, you know, she has been. We've had some transitional things, you know, turnover where people just didn't work out earlier in the year. And then most recently, somebody was had a job opportunity, a promotion opportunity outside of my business. And so they moved on. And but for Amy to be able to fill in and be able to, number one, be able to, number two, willing to come to work with her husband. God bless her. I'm so thankful that she's able to be here on the team. And so, you know, I just can't believe it's been so long, Tony, since I've seen your face for radio and talked to you for so long about the show. But here we are. What have you been up to the last couple of weeks?
Well, I have been really busy, just family stuff, with the daughters in college and having to help them get to and from some doctor's appointments. Everybody's good though, and just getting ready for the holiday. Had a few days of nice weather, so I got out there and finally cleaned out the garage fully so we can fit both cars in.
And good.
It's the first time all year we've had both cars in the garage. I got that thing
cleaned out.
Well,
it's a good time for it. It's a good time for it because, boy, you know what's coming just around the corner.
Yep, got the snowblower ready to go, and, we're ready for it this year. So I'm completely ready. Even got the Christmas lights up before
Thanksgiving.
Did
you really?
Wow,
You're way ahead of me, man.
Yeah, so I feel like I've actually accomplished something the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, I took advantage of our time off, Jason, the last couple of weeks, you not being here to record. Spent that time getting some things done, and now we're back at it, but I'm really glad you're back. I missed getting together with you each week. We always have a lot of fun. But you needed a break. I mean, you haven't had that long of a vacation from work in, like you said, the 21 years. So it's like, that's crazy. So
I mean, it was a long time. You know, I'm very fortunate to have the career that I do. And, you know, usually we get away, you know, a family vacation, one small one a year, maybe 3-4 days or an extended weekend or a couple of those with gymnastics and other athletic events. We try to tie our vacations around as well. And then I get out of town once or twice a year on elite advisor conferences throughout the country. But really to just step away and kind of disconnect. That was a long time. It's the longest disconnection I've had from the business. And, but I was very thankful to be able to have that type of disconnect and the opportunity. And I'm thankful to have an awesome business and staff to come back to. So
yeah.
when I came back, I was thankful that the locks, my key still worked. The locks had not been changed when I was gone. So that's
Amy didn't
thing.
Completely take over while you were gone and change the locks on you. That's good.
Not completely. So I'll notch that on my thankful list. That's
no
another thing I'm thankful
uprising
for.
Uprising while you were gone. That's good.
The building wasn't burnt down. I was, you know, there's still a business to come to. My key still worked. Everything, the clutter is still on my desk.
Wow. Good.
So, that's, I guess I wish they would have just cleaned that right off, but Hey, I can't have it all, right?
Right.
No, it's been great. And then, you know, we've been doing the same thing, just kind of fall cleaning, getting ready, getting the leaves off the yard and getting the garage cleaned out and getting everything ready for the winter months. And another thing I'm very thankful for is I was not successful deer hunting out in Missouri, but since I've been back, I've been able to take my boy Carson out on a couple good hunts.
Nice.
And the Friday... last Friday, he was successful and took a nice 8-point with a rifle.
Wow,
so
really?
So that's exciting. Yeah, so far this
year.
How
old is he?
Carson's 10.
He's only 10. Wow.
He's 10, and he absolutely loves hunting. He's an absolute deadeye. So far this year, he took a 4-point in, let's see, he took a 4-point with a bow, with a crossbow in youth season. Then since then he took a doe with a doe tag. And, then this past weekend, like I said, he, with a rifle, he took an 8-point. So he is successfully tagged out, Tony. So in Michigan, that's all the tags. Now we could purchase more doe tags, but, I don't have any more freezers to put any of the meat in.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful, that, you know, he's been blessed. It's been awesome. Being his guide, so to speak, and helping
your son's
teach him. And
your son's making up for your lack of success in that area, it sounds like.
Sounds like you've been talking to him, Tony. It's that's kind of, that's his reminder. He tells me every day, hey, Dad, he tells me every day, Dad, don't forget I'm tagged out and you haven't shot anything yet.
yeah, there you go.
So, but thankful funny. That he loves the passion of hunting like I do. Thankful and blessed by the Lord that we were able to be successful and get a few deer under his tag, and just to see that smile on his face and build those memories, Tony.
Sure.
I told him, you know, it's really not about me hunting anymore. If I didn't shoot another deer, I'd be okay, as long as I get to relinquish it with him and watch him and experience it with him. Just extremely thankful for that father-son relationship that, yeah. You know, I guess I got to give thanks to my dad as well. Not sure if Dad's listening today, but definitely thankful for the father-son relationship and bond I had with my dad all those years, teaching me how to hunt and fish. And I've turned around that passion and passing that down to my kids. And so very, very thankful for that as well, Tony.
Yeah. Well, that is one huge thing to be thankful for. And on the show today, when we come back from our break, we're going to jump into some financial things that our listeners and us, we can all be thankful for, and things they need to look at to be thankful for in the coming year. So this Thanksgiving weekend, that's what we're talking about. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving day. And we'll be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. And welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I am your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Jason Kreiderman, and we've been talking about things we're thankful for, what we've been doing the last few weeks. And listeners, we appreciate you tuning in. We're going to talk about things to be thankful for with your finances. Some things you may not be aware of, some things you probably are, but we're going to remind you of some great financial tips, strategies, and what we're thankful for financially. Now, before we do that, we're going to give our listeners out there a chance to win a copy of your book, Jason, and that's Empower Your Retirement, Plan for the Best, Prepare for the Worst. And it's a great book, a lot of great information. Of course, it's available for sale on Amazon and other places, but the next 10 callers are going to get a complimentary consultation with no charge, no obligation, and a copy of the book, or we'll just send the book out to you. You can get a copy of the book with no obligation, without an appointment as well. Get a copy of Empower Your Retirement. The next 10 callers at phone number 989-835-7203. And again, that number, 989-835-7203. Also, check out the website. A lot of great information there. GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Now, financially, Jason, what do we have to be thankful for this year, looking back at 2023?
Well, I think that's a great, great thing to just kind of step back and ask each of yourselves individually. You know, I think there's things, Tony, that you probably have that you're a lot more or even less thankful for than maybe I am or some of our listeners out there today.
Well, sure.
So you know, keep it all relative in perspective for our listeners out there. Just because you might hear somebody's thankful for something, or somebody's blessed with something, or somebody's missing out on it, you know, step back and just reflect. And I'm sure that's what you took a lot of this holiday weekend to do, is step back and reflect on your individual personal situation. You know, what really are you thankful for? And the things we're thankful for, that's awesome. It's awesome. Let's reflect, be very happy, very proud of those things. And maybe if there's things missing in our lives that we wish we were thankful for, or we'd like to be thankful for, what a great opportunity right now to set some goals and some plans for next year, so that when you're kicking back, relaxing after a tryptophan-filled Thanksgiving dinner next year, you can say, hey, you know what? Here's the things I wanted to be thankful for, and I actually set a goal and a plan. I did some things different in my life, and I achieved those. And now not only am I thankful to have achieved those, or to have accomplished that, but I also set a goal that I accomplished. And so it's kind of a win-win there. But, you know, I really think, Tony, we look back at 2023 from a financial standpoint, pretty volatile year. Started out the year just absolutely on fire. If we think about where the stock market went from 2022, which was an unfortunate, very unfortunate, dismal year in both the equity or stock market, as well as the fixed income and bond side of the market. As we look at the performance in 22 and equities being down 16, 17, 18% or more, the bond indexes being down in between the 12 and 14% because of how inflation got out of control and the Fed's raised interest rates. And so interest rates go up, bond values go down. 22 was really an unfortunate storm.
That was a tough one financially and economically. That was a tough year.
Absolutely. It really was, you know, and there was some things financially, even in 22 that we said, wow, we're thankful things didn't get worse. But I think into 23 and trying to keep it positive and be really thankful, Tony, is I'm very thankful for the performance of the market. Thankfully, after a very unfortunate 2022, both the equities market and even the fixed income market have rebounded. Equities market obviously rebounded a heck of a lot more. Especially if you look at some of like the major performers, five or six or seven companies, large growth companies that are pushing and powering over 80% of the S&P 500's overall growth year to date. You know, we're very fortunate that the markets are up. We're very fortunate for those companies. So I think we have to be very thankful that the 2023 so far, as of Thanksgiving weekend, has been a very good rebound year financially. And so we'll talk again throughout our show today, some investment tools or vehicles or philosophies that we should probably be thankful for as well. And we should be thankful for some of these philosophies and tools in good times and in not so good times in the markets.
Right. Yeah, obviously, I think that, you know, there are going to be ups and downs, good years, bad years. Typically in the market, if you look back at the last 100 years, is over 70%, between 70 and 73% of 73% of those years basically have been up. 2022 was one of those years that it was down. So I think it's good to look at the positives here this year. There are a lot of positive signs. I mean, the Fed feels good about not having to raise interest rates again right now, because inflation has been slowing. Gradually, but surely it is coming down. It has been, at least so far, and hopefully that trend will continue. I'd rather not see them raise interest rates again myself, but, you know, usually that affects the economy negatively. It slows down the market, which is what they wanted to do. So I guess that's a good thing to be thankful for, right?
Well, you know, looking at monetary policy and how the Feds, you know, sometimes make the decisions they do, not everybody understands all the decisions that goes into why and how and what the outcome should be. And not everybody agrees with it. And I'm on that side as well. There's sometimes I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. But overall, you know, you're right. The Feds raised interest rates last year four times in a row pretty aggressively. Number one was to slow down inflation, slow down the crazy inflation getting out of control. And you're right, it worked. So we're very fortunate for that. Something I think we need to be thankful for. They didn't let inflation get too out of control. When we look at interest rates, the way they have risen, and you're right, I guess I am thankful as well right now, that the feds have decided for the time being, they don't need to raise interest rates again. So I'm thankful for that. A lot of people say, well, why would you be thankful? Don't you want to earn more money on your investments with higher interest rates? And I do. I think everybody should have an opportunity to earn more money with their investments. And so we should be thankful that with this raise in interest rates, you know, we were seeing in the last 6 to 8 months or more, and currently we're still seeing CD rates in the 3 to 5% or more. And so we should be thankful for that. That's a great rate to return, especially when CDs and money markets were paying such dismal 0% returns for so long.
Yeah.
Another investment vehicle that's been very progressive with these interest rates are fixed annuities or multi-year guaranteed annuities. We're seeing 3-year and 5-year guaranteed returns north of 6%. And so to be able to lock in 6% or more guaranteed for 3 years or 5 years per year, compounded growth, that's amazing. We haven't seen these rates in 6 or 8 years, Tony. It's been a long time. And so I'm very thankful for that as well.
That is thankful. A good point.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, the downside where people say, gee, don't you wish they would keep raising interest rates? Well, there's a bittersweet there that it's kind of that have your cake and eat it too is, remember, when interest rates go up and we can make more money on our investments, yes, that's a good thing, and I'm thankful for that.
Yes.
However, that means interest rates on borrowing money have also went up. For example, mortgages are up over 6, 7, 8% right now, when just 2 years ago, they were down around the 3 or 4% range on average. Interest when you borrow a car, interest on credit cards, interest on borrowing money at all has went up. And so that's not a good thing. I'm not thankful that they went up the way they did. I am thankful it's kind of slowing down some of the markets, though. As you mentioned, Tony, when interest rates rise and mortgage rates rise, well, that slows down our housing market. If we look back at how houses were selling for overinflated values and cash and all that, well, housing prices have started to come down a little bit. And I think that's a good thing for the home buyer. Now, it's maybe not the best thing for the home seller, but again, there's two sides to every coin. And but I am very fortunate, you know, that the feds have decided they, for this time being, as you mentioned, Tony, very thankful that they have decided they don't have to keep raising interest rates.
All right. Well, you know what? I think you do touch on that in your book as well, as far as trying to keep up with inflation and in different types of investments. We talked about the market a little bit. So let me give away 10 more copies of the book. Listeners, give us a call. We'll ship, no shipping costs, nothing. We'll send this to you at no charge. The book is Empower Your Retirement, written by Jason Kreiderman himself. And you can just call us here at 989-835-7203. The next people to call in and request a copy of the book, you have to mention you heard about it on the show. That's 989-835-7203. And the web address, if you want more great information, resources, and tools, go to GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. And we'll be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Jason Kreiderman, our host, the financial advisor, and the man with the plan. Jason, we've been talking about giving financial thanks, or thanks for certain finances. We're thankful the market's up. We're thankful that there are some tools out there that we can earn more interest right now on some different types of investments. And there are different tools and different types of investments. And, you know, if you want to invest in the market, there are different strategies people can use. And I know you've been thankful to have access to some of these different types of investments for some of your clients. I mean, everybody's situation is different, but the better the options and the tools, the better it is for everyone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something every year I kind of sit back around this time of year, Thanksgiving and the holidays, and just try to reflect on the last 11 or 12 months of the year. And then I try to reflect on the last 3 or 5 years, and then the 5 years and longer. And one of the things I'm thankful for every single year, year after year, is the career path that my dad and I chose over 21 years ago to become trusted fiduciary advisors. And what that has done, Tony, is it just put ourselves in a position where we must absolutely by law must do what's in our families that we serve, our clients' best interest. And that forces us to do the right thing, just to do the right thing and truly act in the best interest of our clients. And in doing so, it teaches us to be independent, not be captive or structured by any one company or product. And I'm thankful for that opportunity because it's truly puts us in the position to do the best for our clients and be able to have and what I'll call an assortment or array of management tools and products and vehicles. And we've touched on a couple of them today. We've touched on previous shows. We'll touch on a couple more of them, but being independent and being a trusted fiduciary is something I'm extremely thankful for. Again, decision my dad and I made 20 some years ago, and can't stress enough how being an independent fiduciary has been so powerful for all the families we serve. And we touched on the last segment, you know, when CD rates go up, everybody's should be thankful right now. We can go out there and get a CD where we can actually make a few bucks in it and get 3, 4, 5% again. And that's something to be thankful for. We touched on fixed annuities and multi-year guaranteed annuities in the last segment as well, Tony. And important, I point out before we go any further on annuities, it is important to disclose that annuities are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of each of the insurance companies that they're provided by. And, you know, there's a lot of different insurance companies out there. There's a lot of different products. Some insurance companies better than others, more financially stable. Some of them not so. Products are definitely a lot different. So that's, again, important when you work with somebody. I'm very thankful being a independent fiduciary that we have access to the best of the best companies, meaning the highest rated, as well as the best of the best products out there. So, again, something very thankful decision to be a fiduciary advisor that we made 20-some years ago, Tony.
Wow. Well, yeah, and that's a great decision, and I know you look back fondly on that and you really enjoy what you do there, obviously meeting with people. And I know you're thankful for all of the clients and over the years that you and your dad there have worked with and helped get financial plans in place, retirement income plans. And I'm just thankful to have a plan, to have a written plan in writing. That's something people can be thankful for. And what if our listeners out there don't have a plan in writing? We all need that, right?
Well, it's great that you point that out, Tony. I mean, thankful. We can talk about all these investment tools and vehicles and CDs and annuities and ETFs and index funds and preferred stocks and mutual funds and REITs. And those are all just different types of tools and vehicles. And definitely most of them have aspects we can be very thankful for. But you're right. Having a written plan that tells us, based on your goals and objectives, Tony, here's what your family should own. Here's what you should own. Here's how much of it you should own. Here's why you should own it. Here's when you should or should do something different with what you own inside your plan. I think that's important to point out, to be very thankful for. Not only do you have 3 or 4 different accounts and some different tools or vehicles or investments you own within your accounts, but you have a written plan that says, here's why I own what I own. And I think that's very fortunate, Tony, and it's something to be very thankful for. So of our listeners out there today that are feeling like Tony, where you have a written plan and you're very thankful for that plan, that's great. That's wonderful. However, there's probably some listeners out there thinking, well, I have a plan like Tony, but I'm not as thankful for my plan because I'm not doing as well. I didn't do as well this year as I thought I should have, or I did even worse in 2022 than I thought I should have, or gee, I got to adjust my plan so I can do better in the future moving forward. That's again, something that I'm thankful for as a fiduciary advisor is we help review current plans that people have from other advisors or their own plan. And we can review that for you and then give you some suggestions, some tips or pointers on how you might improve your plan. And yeah. So that's something again, Tony. Yeah, having that plan, absolutely. You need to be thankful you have a written plan. Review and update that plan. That's something to be very thankful about. And for those listeners out there that don't have a plan today, well, be thankful you just heard Tony talk about how thankful he is to have his plan and put yourself in gear. That gives you a goal to set out for next year is put together a plan, get a formal written plan that can help you accomplish your goals and dreams as successful as possible.
Yeah. And if our listeners want to get that plan in place, all they have to do is pick up the phone, give you a call. I know you've set aside some appointment times for our listeners. They can meet with you, your staff there, and get started. All they have to do is call 989-835-7203. Again, that number is 989-835-7203. And for everyone that calls and mentions the radio show, the next 10 callers, I should say, everyone who's within the next 10 callers will get a copy of your book, Empower Your Retirement, which is a great book. Just pick up the phone, call 989-835-7203. And we'll be right back with more on what we're thankful for and what there is to be thankful for this year right after this. And welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, Jason Kreiderman. Jason, a great show today. I'm excited because we're talking about things to be thankful for. And you know what I'm thankful for financially that you've talked a lot about on the show in the past? And I think a lot of people don't realize the power, and that's tax-free money in retirement, those tax-free buckets. As part of my upcoming retirement plan, I'm not retired yet, but I have the plan in place, and the Roth IRAs and the cash value life insurance, those tax-free options are something everyone can be thankful for, right?
Well, that's a awesome point to mention, Tony, is not only should we be thankful that, yeah, this year, 2023, as of the recording of the show, has been a better performing year overall in the markets than 2022. Interest rates are up, so that's good. When we invest money, we can be thankful for that. There's a lot of tools and investments and strategies that we help families with, especially being independent fiduciary advisors. We're very thankful for that. You mentioned having a written plan. Having a written plan that tells us why we own what we own and what we need to do moving forward on a proactive basis, definitely something to be thankful for. And the tax aspect, Tony, I think hits the nail right on the head. When we look at where we are from a tax standpoint in this country, the taxation of our dollars and especially after the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, we're in a very fortunate tax position for most families and investors, where we're in a lower tax bracket now than we were before, or in a lower tax bracket now than we might find ourselves in the future, as in 2026, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 repeals, where our federal tax brackets go back up to where they were or potentially higher. And no matter what happens from an income tax standpoint, Tony, the two vehicles you mentioned, the Roth IRA and properly structured cash value life insurance, not term insurance and not any of the older policies, but policies that have what's called living benefits, tax-free living benefits. Those are a huge, huge investment, or a couple huge investment vehicles that we are very fortunate to have. And one of the reasons we're so fortunate to have the option to use Roth IRAs and properly structured cash value life insurance is for tax-free accessibility and tax-free income. So as you mentioned, Tony, inside of the Roth IRA vehicle, whether you own CDs, mutual funds, stocks, ETFs, annuities, whatever the investment vehicle inside is irrelevant. It's the tax wrapper around the investment, like the Roth IRA. And the power, Tony, that like you mentioned, you're so thankful for, and I know I'm so thankful for, and most of the families we serve are extremely thankful for, is any money we can have inside of a Roth IRA, it grows tax-free, and we can pull that money out tax-free. And it even passes on to our beneficiaries tax-free. So tax-free growth, tax-free income, and tax-free inheritance are all things that we need to be very thankful for. And so we should be very thankful for those dollars that we have and can get inside of a Roth IRA or inside of that properly structured cash value life insurance.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And obviously, cash value life insurance, Roth IRAs, that's where I look because being able, the money grows within those accounts, and not only the interest that we make, but the principal, it all comes out tax-free, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the big powers and benefits of Roth IRAs. Even the cash value properly structured cash value life insurance is all of the money that has went in, such as your contributions to your Roth, your conversions into your Roth, or the premiums you pay in the life insurance. That money's already been taxed. So taxes have already been paid on all your contributions, all your conversions, and all your premiums. However, the growth internally is tax-free, meaning when you earn money on an annual basis inside a Roth IRA, you don't get a tax bill or a 1099 for growth in that account. That truly grows tax-free. And then when you choose to take money out, Tony, whether it's to take it out for a birthday present or a trip or whatever you want to take money out of your Roth IRA for, as long as you abide by the five-year rules and what have you, that money comes out 100% tax-free. You don't pay a dime of state or federal income tax on the money you pull out of a Roth IRA. And then ultimately when you pass on, and either your family, your spouse, your kids, grandkids, whoever inherits the money in a Roth IRA, 100% of that goes to them tax-free. So yeah, that tax benefit, the tax-free benefit of growth and income and inheritance value within Roth IRA is something we should all be extremely thankful for.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm very thankful for that. And also, if you don't already have a plan with a financial advisor, you need to get a financial advisor. And maybe if you think you have a plan or have one, you should get a second opinion. And I know you're offering a no charge second opinion for our listeners out there. That's great. But I think that's one of the main things people can be thankful for is that there are very low cost financial advisors out there who you can trust, like yourself, Jason, and you need a fiduciary. A lot of people call themselves financial planners, but I think we can be thankful that there are independent financial advisors who are fiduciaries who look at everything and all the options and then see what best suits your needs, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll stress that again, as I did earlier in the show. That's a decision my dad and I made almost 21, 22 years ago now, was to be not only financial advisors, but to go the extra step and to be what's considered the highest standard in our industry is a fiduciary, a legal fiduciary, trusted financial advisor. And so, it's just, there's nothing wrong, Tony, with anybody who's not a fiduciary, nothing wrong at all. So I don't want our listeners to think that or get the wrong impression. Absolutely nothing wrong with those professionals out there you work with that aren't fiduciaries. But I think there's definitely benefits that you should, you should maybe research and find out what is a fiduciary and what are the benefits of working with not only a fiduciary, but an independent advisor versus a captive advisor. And once you've done that due diligence and you've educated yourself on what's the difference between independence and captive and what's the difference between a fiduciary advisor or the benefits of working with a fiduciary advisor, at least that way you get to make a better educated decision on the types of advisors you work with. And who shouldn't be more thankful for the more educated we can become? And the more educated that we become, we should also be more thankful that we're truly making better educated decisions on who we work with to help us invest our money.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is critical that people do that. And, there have been, you've named a lot of things to be thankful for, even financially this year, that we've had a better year as far as the markets, that there are great opportunities out there for people. Even in high interest rates can be something to be thankful for. You pointed that out. And I'm thankful that inflation is down this year over last year. That's another,
absolutely.
That's another big one, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, thinking about that, interest rates are up, well, inflation is down. So that's definitely another good thing to be thankful for.
Yeah.
It's on its way down. Is it, prices are still elevated. Inflation's probably still a little higher than where we'd like to see it moving forward, but
sure.
It stopped going up, which was definitely a threat and a scare last year. It leveled out and it is on its way down. Probably just like gas prices. It went up a lot faster than it's going to come down. Gas prices do the same darn thing.
Oh, yeah.
My grades in school, they went down a lot faster than they came up. But,
always, yeah.
That's not how inflation works. But, I think, there's a lot of things financially that we should be thankful for, Tony. I think personally, there are a few things I'm very thankful for. Number one, it's my family.
Yeah.
Thankful for my family, that they're here for me and to support me and to be able to have the relationships and do the things I do with my family. It's truly a blessing. thankful, obviously, for our health. It's been awesome. And thankful for this opportunity I've had for 21 years to serve so many clients and so many families. And just very thankful that they entrust us to help them with their financial planning and help steer them in the right direction from a fiduciary standpoint and provide them the type of lifestyle and the type of retirement that they've always dreamed of. So really, those are the biggest things, Tony, as I kick back over the weekend to think what I'm thankful for. It's my family. It's my health. It's the opportunity to serve and be a fiduciary advisor for over 21 years for so many awesome families that I have.
Well, I think that's great, Jason. And listeners, we're out of time, but one more time, if you want a complimentary copy of the book or a consultation, call 989-835-7203. That's 989-835-7203. And that does it for today's episode of Your Financial Empower Hour.
Thank you for listening to Your Financial Power Hour. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jason Kreiderman at Great Lakes Investment Advisor. Call 989-848-1188 or visit them online at GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor with the state of Michigan. Insurance products and services offered through Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., DBA Great Lakes Financial Freedom Group, Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., and Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., our affiliated company. Carl and Jason Kreiderman and Great Lakes Investment Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.